share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Everyone knows how essential online shopping is during a pandemic. Many of us are either on Shopee or Lazada to buy groceries, clothes, or an air fryer. But imagine scrolling through the app and finding a posting from University Malaya Medical Center, UMMC, asking for donations to afford hospital equipment. Netizens found multiple postings by a merchant listed as UMMC who requested donations ranging from RM50 to RM500. However, many who came across the posting initially thought it was a scam. A semi-government hospital requiring monetary aid? Any official letter? I'm a bit skeptical, could be a scam, I want to ask if this is legit or not, but apparently it is? Dude IDK. One netizen even pointed out how the merchant made a mistake in referring to the hospital's name. UMMC, which is also known as Pusat Parubatan University Malaya, was wrongly referred to by the merchant as Parubatan University Malaysia. Nonetheless, University Malaya took to their Twitter to clarify the legitimacy of their posting. Just to clarify, this is a legit fundraising program by UMMC. For further information, please visit https://t.co/9sep2lw. Thank you. https://t.co/avenues6vfibqf. University Malaya at Unimalaya, January 31, 2021. According to their official Facebook page, UMMC posted about this donation on the 22nd of January. Contributions for PPUM COVID-19 tubes can also be made through purchases on Lazada app. If you'd like to donate, just follow the steps detailed in the post. 1. Press the link in the post. 2. Click on the space that says, Support Today University Malaya Medical Center. 3. Choose the Donate Now option. Sambongan untuk tubung COVID-19 PPUM juga boleh dilakukan melalui pembelian di aplikasi Lazada. 1. Tekan Poten. Posted by University Malaya Medical Center on Friday, January 22, 2021. While it is shocking to see a hospital request for donations in this way, they aren't the only ones. Organizations such as the Malaysian Red Crescent Society, Yayasan Sesha Negara, and Mercy Malaysia have also been spotted putting up postings requesting donations. What else can we expect with more than 5,000 cases being recorded in our daily COVID-19 statistics? Hopefully, our frontliners will receive the funds they need to continue providing for these patients. If you're in the financial position to donate, please consider doing so. Also read, you have the right to be angry at politicians, not the frontliners, Selinger MB tells Rakyat. Source, Lazada. Source, Lazada. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.